Please, can we please settle down for Sunday school? Those of us at the back, can we please move forward so that we can start? Do we all have our bulletin? Let us pray. Almighty Father, we bless your holy name. We thank you once again for the opportunity to be here this morning. Our Lord and our God, we ask that you accept our thanksgiving in Jesus' name. Lord, even as we are going to go into your word, O Lord, we have been learning about hearing from you. The Holy Spirit, who is the great teacher, we pray this morning that the Holy Spirit will teach each and every one of us in Jesus' name. Lord, we are tired of hearing your word on and not again. Father, we ask, O Lord, for the grace so that be able to do as your word says in Jesus' name. Thank you, Father God Almighty, for in Jesus' mighty name we have prayed. So we are going to continue from where we stopped last week. You know, we are still talking about hearing from God. Last week, we talked about little Samuel, how, you know, God spoke to him, and we got two people who spoke about that God spoke to them too, you know. Then we learned that God still speaks to us if we care to listen, that it's not only in the Old Testament, that even up till now. Because why? Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever. So he still speaks if only we care to listen. And I pray that we continue to hear from him in Jesus' name. Then last week also, we learned about the attitude of Samuel. You know, that we should have a willing and obedient heart, even when God speaks to us, that we should be ready, you know, to do what God says, that we should not even hear it alone, that we should go the extra mile to do what it says. So today, we'll be looking at, why do I need to hear from God? Why? As a Christian, as a child of God, why do I need to hear from God? So why? Sister Rachel, why do we need to hear from God? Praise the Lord. Our sister is saying that we need to hear from God as a Christian so that God will be able to lead us, God will be able to guide us and direct us in whatever we want to do. Any other person who wants to talk? Why do we need to hear from God as a Christian? Why? Why do we need? We are talking about why do we need to hear from God. No. You tell me later, Vicky. Yeah. Still talking about why do we need to hear from God. Mommy, yes, we want you to encourage us. Why do we need to hear from God? Hallelujah.
The things that we are doing.
Praise the Lord.
If you want to do something, if it is not the will of God, we have to hear from him. If we are the son of God or daughters of God indeed. Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord. So that is very loaded. Said because he is our father, that we need to hear from God. You know, it's very important. Just like a parent, you know, and you say, oh, I'm not going to give instruction to my children. You have a child and say, oh, I'm not going to even, he's not going to hear anything from me. Look at it physically that way. Can it work? No, we earthly parents, I'm not going to instruct my child. I'm not going to instruct my one-year-old child. He's not going to hear from me. No. Can it work? No. So the same thing with God. Because he is our father, we need instruction. We need to, constantly hearing from him. If not, you know, we will not be able to do anything. We need to hear from him for guidance, favor, for everything. Because he's our Father. Without him, we are nothing. And if we don't hear from him, I can tell you, we make mistake. Praise the Lord. So we quickly go into our bulletin this morning and read what it says. Say, as stated above, it says, you are not likely to succeed. You are not likely to succeed in your work with God if you don't hear from him regularly. Yeah, that is it. There's nothing we'll be able to do if we don't hear from God. We see that we continue to make mistakes. Look at it this way. I used to tell people in my house fellowship, I say, let's look, for instance, you are a child of God for 1 month. See, you didn't come to church. You didn't pray. You didn't read your Bible. I asked them, I said, how will you feel? Some people said, oh, they will feel empty. So they will feel somehow. You know, that is the way it is. You know, as a child of God, we need to be hearing from God regularly. He says, unfortunately, a lot of Christians no longer desire to hear from, nor wait to hear from God these days. You know, some of us, we just depend on our own strength, our own ability. We heard this morning that what strength is that, you know. Said Bible said in our strength, we'll not be able to prevail. It is the grace of God in us that will help us to prevail. Then we should not depend on our own ability. We should learn constantly to wait on the Lord, because he is the commander in chief, and his instruction is vital to the troop to keep marching forward in their destination. You know, he's the commander, just like we heard this morning, that he's our Father. Everything that we are is through him, that we need him, so that if we want to continue to move forward in anything, even in our Christian journey, we need to be hearing from him. Let's quickly look at the book of Exodus. You know, the Israelites, they heard from him. The book of Exodus, if you are there before me, you can read. The book of Exodus, chapter 14, 15 to 16. Exodus 14, 15 to 16.
Forward, but lift thou up thy rod, and stretch out thy hand over the sea, and divide it, and the train of Israel shall go on dry ground through the midst of the sea. And I, behold, I will harden the heart of the Egyptians, and they shall follow them, and I will get me honor upon Pharaoh, and upon all his host, upon his chariot, and upon his horsemen.
Praise the Lord. If you look at it here, God told Moses, you know, to stop praying. You know, there's a time for us to pray, and there's time for us to act. He said, tell the people of God to move forward. You know, he heard from God, and yeah, move forward. And they did. You know, because the two goes together. There's one thing to hear from God. There's another thing to do what he says, you know, and that is the difficult part. And the devil knows. Just like the heart of the Pharaoh was hardened, you know, if we are not careful, our hearts will be hardened. We hear the word of God day and night. Everywhere we go, we hear the word of God. But, you know, the devil may not allow us to do it, to do what he says. So we have to be very careful. And what happened here? Say, tell the Israelites to move forward. And they did. And what happened? What happened? The sea parted and they went. So the same thing can still happen today. When God speaks and we do what he says, just like I said before, that there's a time to pray and there's a time to act. You know, if you have been praying for something and you are praying, and sometimes, you know, you may not even be praying, and you may be sitting down, and God will tell you, okay, my son, my daughter, this is what I want you to do. You've been praying. You know, sometimes it might be difficult, but I can tell you, if we endeavor to do it, victory will always be ours in Jesus' name. Let's look at the book of Job, chapter 23, verse 10. Job 23:10. Praise the Lord. If you read forth, you know, somebody is accusing Job here. And that is what he said concerning God. He said, he knows my way, you know, that, you know, that he's able to stand up. You know, when we know, when we hear from God and we do what God says, you know, every time we'll be able to stand up to our accuser, you know. Even when the devil is telling us something, we know the one that is from God, we'll be able to stand up. That is the situation with Job here. It says that, you know, that God, you know, that God has, you know, tested him, that he knows. So he was able to stand up to Elias, who was accusing him. He said, oh, do you know, Job had his own hidden sin too. He said, no, I know my God. Then that he was able to stand up for his accuser. We'll be able to stand for our accusers in Jesus' name. Let's look again at John 14:6. We are still talking about the need to hear from God. John 14:6. John 14:6 say, Jesus is the way, the truth, and the one. So Jesus is the way, the truth, and no one comes to the Father except through Jesus. You know, we should first trust Jesus to take us to the Father. You know, if we don't trust God, you know, how can we know when he's speaking to us? Because he said he's the way, the truth. You know, that is everything that we need to know. You know, he will be the one to direct our path. He will be the one to guide us, because he is the way, the truth. So if we don't cultivate the habit of hearing from him, it will be very difficult in our Christian journey. And you know, just like we all know, without him, we can do nothing, because he is the way, and we depend on him to guide us. Let's look at our bulletin. It says, so we need direction from him in everything we do. Let's look at Proverbs 14:12.
Is the way of death.
Praise the Lord. You know, there may be ways that seem right. It will offer many opportunities, you know, many options. If you look at it, I say, oh, this one look good. No, if we seek the face of God and if he will speak to us, no, we know with the one that we need to go. You know, it's not every, sometimes we always praise God for, you know, open doors. Sometimes we need to appreciate, to praise God for those doors that are shut. We don't know why. You know, sometimes when we pray, and you know, sometimes our prayer seems to be delayed, or we think that our prayer is not being heard. Later we may realize the reason. So that's why we should not even appreciate God for doors that are open. There are some doors that, you know, they are meant to be shut for some reason. And if we are, you know, if we have the habit of hearing from God, you know, God will reveal to us why those doors were shut for our sake. And God will reveal things to us in Jesus' name. Let's look at the same Proverbs 16:25. Praise the Lord. You know, there are some things that will look easy, they will look comfortable. You know, the Bible is telling us this morning that it may lead to death, destruction, you know. But the end of those things, they may be death, you know. So that is why it's very important to seek the face of God. Whatever we want to do, no matter how little, no matter how big it is, it's very important for us as a Christian, so that we cultivate the habit of seeking God's face before we start anything. Say, if we do not hear from him, we are not going to know his mind. Yes, because if we don't hear from God, then we don't even know what God wants us to do. Sometimes we'll be thinking, oh, I'm supposed to be in this place. This is the level I'm supposed to be. And we don't even seek the face of God, you know. We not know what his plan for us. We not know his mind. So it is very crucial. Say, this is crucial, because the outcome of every situation will always be according to his divine will and purpose. That is it. If you look at the book of Ephesians chapter 1 verse 11.
According to the purpose of him who worketh all things after the counsel of his own will.
See, we have been predestined, you know, because we are a child of God, you know, we have been predestined that we, if we walk, if we listen to him, that, you know, everything will fall in line with to us. You see, we are then in a position to know God's response to our prayer. And of course, knowing his mind confirms our relationship and intimacy with him. Yes, if we know God's mind, you know, it means that we have, you know, we are intimate with him. We separate time, you know, out of our busy schedule to study the word of God and to even seek the face of God. You know, sometimes we are being carried away because we are so busy. We just do things. And at the end of it, just like a preacher said, oh, some of us, when we leave the house in the morning, we don't pray. When we go out and we run into trouble, then we use God as an errand boy. Then we start to pray. No, that is not the way God ordained it to be. We should seek him first, you know, seek his face. It's not when we run into trouble that we begin to ask, oh, Lord, but I'm your child, I serve you. I pray as from this moment that you cultivate the habit of hearing from God in Jesus' name. If you look at Romans 8:14, it's talking about if we continue to hear from God, that it will increase our faith. Romans 8:14. Praise the Lord. You know, if we don't allow our flesh to lead us, you know, we allow the Spirit of God to lead us, it means we are, you know, we are truly his children and he's our father. But when we allow the things that we see around us, when we allow the flesh to dictate to us where to go, and we don't hear from God, this can be very dangerous. So we should allow God to lead us, and he will lead us if we ask him in Jesus' name. He said, hearing from God help us to live a life that is free of sin, you know. Yes, if we hear from God, you know, because God will tell us what to do. You know, God will tell us, you know, he will direct us, you know, he will lead us to where we need to go. We not sin. You know, sometimes if we don't hear from God, if we use our own knowledge, you know, to do things, sometimes we tend to doctor things because we know God is too slow for us. No, he's telling us that if we learn to hear from him, that we live a sin-free life. You know, this is tax period. If we don't allow God to lead us and just say, oh, last year, this is the amount I collected. This year, I want it to times three. And we don't hear, so we may run in trouble, and God will help us in Jesus' name. Let's look at Psalm 119, verse 11. Praise the Lord. He said the word of God will help us not to sin, because we know he's going to lead us and he will speak to us so that we know it will help us, so that we will be kept away from sin. He said we are also emboldened in our assignments, you know, if we hear from God. Let's look at the book of Judges, chapter 7. There's a very interesting story there that we all know. I'm going to refresh our memory this morning to read.
The Lord said, get up, go down into the Midianite camp, for I have given you victory over them. But if you are afraid to attack, go down to the camp with your servant Pura. Listen to what the Midianites are saying, and you will be greatly encouraged. Then you will be eager to attack. So Gideon took Pura and went down to the edge of the enemy camp. The armies of Midian, Amalek, and the people of the east had settled in the valley like a swarm of locusts. Their camels were like, just as a man was telling his companion about a dream. The man said, I had this dream, and in my dream, a loaf of barley bread came tumbling down into the Midianite camp. It hit a tent, turned it over, and knocked it flat. His companion answered, your dream can mean only one thing. God has given
Gideon son of Joash, the Israelite, victory over Midian and his allies.
Praise the Lord. Now that is Gideon here. God was talking to him, said, you know, he will show us where to go. He said, go, do this, do this. And that when we care to listen, when we care to speak, to see God's face, he will always direct us aright. Let's look at Luke chapter 1, verse 30. Praise the Lord. You know, when we hear from God, the word of God will always bring comfort and favor. You know, the word spoke to me, say, fear not. You know, it's only when we don't care to hear from him, you know, we panic, you know, and we lose our peace. And the devil is very aware of that one. That is why he's always, sometimes we are very disturbed. We not even, prayer will be the least of what we do. Even seeking God's face, if we have problem, immediately what will happen to us? Oh, if you even care to tell your friend, have you Google it? That is it. Nobody will ask you, have you seek the face of God? It's still very important. Some of us will be thinking, what are they saying in this century? What is our generation now? Which century is this one? Is it 21st one now? We are in the software century. We are in the software generation. What has hearing from God got to do with what we are talking? It has a lot to do, because God is our Father, you know, and we need to hear from him if we don't want to make mistake. You know, the first thing to do is to seek God's face. Seek his face and learn to hear from me. Internet has no answer to any of our problem. If you know, have you Google it. Go and look at it. I know everything is on the internet. It's very important. But at the same time, as a child of God, we should learn to hear from God. And God will help us in Jesus' name. Okay. That you will, he says that, remember that you will need an ally when the going gets tough. So if you create the mess, you have to fix it yourself. But if he spoke to you, you can remind him of his word. Yeah, that is, let's quickly look at Psalm 25:14. You know, if God asks you to do something, you know, you always have a yardstick. But God, you spoke to me, you asked me to do it. Even if you are suffering, you will have a reference point. But if we don't, even if we say, oh, this is the time that you do things your own, DIY. Psalm 25:14. It says this, yeah. Praise the Lord. You know, if we care to seek the face of God, you know, the Bible is telling us that he will show us secret things, that he will reveal things to you that, you know, people will be looking at you as if you are wise. They don't know that it's the wisdom of God. They will look, how do you manage to do it? You know, some people, it takes them so long to do it. But when you separate yourself and you desire to hear from God and you seek his face, he will definitely lead us and tell us those things that we think that are impossible. I want to quickly share this testimony with us, you know, that God still work wonder, that we still serve a miracle working God. You know, about one week ago, we met a couple. The wife used to work for an oil company. I think Brother Bayo met the people we are talking about. So they migrated to Australia here. So the husband is an accountant. So the husband is looking for a job. And you know, physically, when you look at it, you look at his option that, oh, this man, you have a very slim opportunity here. And you know what this man said? He said, oh, God has ever been faithful in his life, that this one will not be different. Because we look at him and say, oh, the wife, we quickly get an opportunity here, that there's people, Chevron, Shell, everything, Woodside, they will be looking for her. You know what happened? So this man told us, say, ah, there's going to be a seminar tonight and I'm going there. I said, that's good. Then he requested that we should pray. We prayed. You know, to the glory of God, this man got a job within 1 week of coming to Australia. So I can still tell you, God can never fail. It is impossible. If we know the God we serve, you know, you know, God, who, look at Samuel, and I said, David said, God that deliver me. You know, God has done the, we should learn to count, you know, those things that God has done for us in the past. You know, merely looking and say, ah, where will you start? You know, it's for a man not to have a job, you know, it's not one of those things that they want to do. Let's say God has always been faithful to him that in this place, oh, that he's going to work as an accountant. He's working, you know, on Monday, he's starting. So I'm just using it to encourage us that all these things we are teaching here, they are not our cake. No, it's true, we are in a first generation, but God is still God. Praise the Lord. God is still God. He can do it. He has done it for people in the past, and we continue to do it because God cannot change. You know, it's we that can change. I can promise you that I'm going to do something for you. Before 12, I can come to you and say, oh, my situation has changed, but God can never change. So we should hold on to him and pray that God will help us, enable us, give us the grace so that we'll be able to seek his face. Let us rise up. Is there anyone who, any question because of our time? Question, contributions, anything I've not said? Okay. Can we just rise and pray? Ask God to rekindle the revival fire in your life. Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, this morning, O Lord, rekindle the revival fire in my life so that I will be able, Lord, to seek your face, to seek you day and night, O Lord. In the mighty name of Jesus, help me, Lord, enable me, empower me, give me new grace, O Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus. Ask him to give you grace so that you will not lean on your own understanding. That God should give you grace to depend on him. Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, help me, Lord. Help me. Help me, Lord. Give me more grace, Lord, so that I will be able to depend on you. To lean not on my own understanding. Be merciful unto me, Lord. Yes, Lord, I need you, Lord. Help me. Empower me, O Lord, afresh. Enable me, Lord. In Jesus' mighty name, we are praying. Almighty Father, we appreciate you. We thank you, Lord, this morning for what we have heard. Father, even as your children has prayed this morning, they want to be hearing from you. Father, I pray this morning and I decree new grace, O Lord, that we'll be able to hear from you constantly in Jesus' name. Lord, I also ask, O Lord, for the willing heart so that we'll be able to do as you have sent us in Jesus' name. Thank you, Father God Almighty, for in Jesus' mighty name we have prayed. Amen.